says we have some rain coming in tonight. It should last into the weekend. He'll have details coming up in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois House Republican Leader Tom Cross says legislative heads are exploring additional actions that might prompt Governor Blagojevich to restore cuts to Illinois social services, parks, and historic sites. Lawmakers are waiting for the governor to act on a measure that would take $221 million from dedicated accounts to fund those areas. The legislature approved the so-called fund sweeps earlier this month. Cross, who visited Urbana yesterday, says forcing the hand of the governor may even require legal action.
And I don't know if there's a potential lawsuit or any litigation to force him to do it. Certainly people are going to look at that. You're going to see, for instance, substance abuse money was restored, and members of our caucus are very concerned about that. So we will take whatever actions, and we'll try where we can to work in a bipartisan manner to see that this money gets appropriated correctly and properly.
Cross calls state parks and historic sites economic engines for downstate Illinois. They're slated to close November 30th, and layoffs in other areas are set to start at the end of this month. Yesterday, the governor said that he wouldn't restore those funds until he's sure the plan can withstand an economic slide, fearing further cuts. The governor, meanwhile, has told the Board of Elections he's not giving out campaign cash to help other candidates or support or oppose policy issues on the ballot. Attorney General Lisa Madigan and Treasurer Alexi Janulius, who could challenge for governor in 2010, also turned in non-participation reports this week. Blagojevich campaign spokesman Doug Schofield says the governor simply isn't giving money to other candidates this fall. When Blagojevich won in 2002 and was reelected in 2006, he became one of Illinois' most prolific political fundraisers, but that ability slipped as his popularity has plummeted. University of Illinois at Springfield political science professor Kent Redfield said the governor's decision is an indication his unpopularity makes fellow politicians want to avoid him. Schofield says the governor continues to raise and spend money without providing details. Dozens of suspects allegedly tortured by Chicago police still appear to have little hope of winning compensation, despite a federal indictment this week of a former police commander who allegedly oversaw torture. Some of the men already served time in prison for crimes they claim they confessed to only after police beat or electrocuted them. Out of more than 100 men allegedly tortured into confessing, more than 20 remain in prison. Defense lawyers say indictments against John Burge are a moral victory, but attorney Flint Taylor says fewer than 10 victims have ever received compensation. He says the statute of limitations means men who serve time or are in prison can only sue if the governor or courts first exonerate them, including by granting pardons. The University of Illinois has gone east to find its new police chief. Barbara O'Connor will move from Massachusetts to take over as the Urbana campus's director of public safety, pending approval next month from the U of I Board of Trustees. O'Connor has been in law enforcement for 27 years and has led the University of Massachusetts Police Department in Amherst since 2001. She says she'll take her time to get to know the department and the community before making key decisions.
I'm not one to come in and say, I've got this, this, and this, and let's go, we're going to get there. I think, you need to sort of feel your way through the process and again, establish those relationships. You know, people have to work for someone they know, trust, and respect.
O'Connor also has a law degree. She would replace now-retired U of I Police Chief O.J. Clark, who left last year. She'll officially take over for Interim Chief Jeff Christensen on New Year's Day. Southern Illinois University's Carbondale chancellor says a proposal to offer in-state tuition to some out-of-state students is a step in the right direction for recruitment and retention. Sam Goldman says while some people may disagree with that plan, it really makes sense in the current economy.
In Missouri and in Kentucky and Indiana and in other, there are students who would like to come here. But because of our out-of-state tuition, they can't afford, they can't do this. So what we're trying to do is reach out to them, and we will provide them with in-state tuition.
Goldman points out most out-of-state students establish residency in their first year in school, so SIU would only lose the higher tuition rate for 1 year. He also says other border communities also offer similar programs. The Board of Trustees gave informal approval for the proposal earlier this week. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WYLL AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3. Morning, I'm Jay Pierce, and Scott Oltoff joins us now with another in-depth look at the weather. And, Scott, we have some rain coming in today and probably tonight and lasting into the weekend, so people will want to know about that for their plans. I want to mention something that before we sneak out of here this morning. Today isn't a cool birthday because it's one of the famous alumni of the University of Illinois. An Lee, the movie director, is 54 today. Oscar-winning movie director.
Very
graduated from here with a Bachelor in Fine Arts in 1980.
Very cool.
Went on to win an Oscar for Brokeback Mountain. Also directed Sense and Sensibility. And it's, I understand, working on a comedy about Woodstock. So we'll keep an eye out for that. So there you go. All right. Well, weather-wise, if you have something to do outside, you better do it